Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, America's most popular, self-proclaimed, right-wing, religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Our phone number, 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So much to do tonight. We have, let's see here, a computer software program is apparently able to predict hit songs in advance. We'll talk about that. This is serious. Artificial intelligence, something I was interested in as a computer science student at Arizona State University back during the 80s. We'll talk about that. Hey, here's a headline you'll hear only here. You won't get this elsewhere, even though it's totally true. You could find it. As we love our bumper music so much, we just play it randomly during the show. This week, we'll get to that story. What else? Oh, yeah, America. We're going to war, possibly losing our major ally just before the war, losing possibly a northern front with only one fully armored division. And the interesting thing is we're going to win anyway, hands down. And what else could be thrown at us last minute? And is it going to be a real fight? No, it's a shame. We're doing everything we can to get the Iraqi regular soldiers to save their lives, telling them, look, just don't fight. What else? We've got New York City, the city council in New York. We call groups like this the student council. The New York City Student Council has approved an anti-war resolution. I guess that's because New York has never really suffered the brunt of a terrorist attack. Let's see, what else here? And I'm really glad that John Ashcroft is fighting for a lot of money to do more DNA testing on a backlog of evidence from criminal cases, crime scenes, and to DNA test and put in our National Library database more of these criminals, felons, folks arrested for various crimes, because they're solving crimes right and left with this DNA testing. It's just fabulous. I love it, and liberals hate it because liberals don't like matters of justice being black and white, right or wrong, guilty or innocent. They don't like that. They like to live in a world of gray because deep down they're scared to death of judgment day, of a God of righteousness who will judge them. And so they don't like anything that smacks of right and wrong. That's why most of the world, that's the main reason most of the world is against America in this, because we're rising up with some degree of moral indignation and saying we don't want to allow this homicidal maniac tyrant to continue to enslave his entire nation of 23 million victims, partly because he could use that resource against us and support other terrorists. So anyway, that's we'll try to get to that. We still have the story about the biblical guidelines for justifying war. Oh, yeah. A Denver resident, Miguel Ramos, he used to be a bodyguard for Fidel Castro in Cuba. And he's got a letter to the editor about the war, and he says, "Was Castro right?" Well, that's the title that the editor's put on his letter to the editor. It's an excellent letter. Excellent. We'll try to get to that. What else are we going to do here? We've got, The Hague. We've got the World Criminal Court opening up in The Hague. I think that's somewhere in The Hague, for the public school teachers out there, any idea where The Hague is? And why do we have to put the in front of it? Like, why don't we call it the Indianapolis, the Springfield, the Denver? Well, this criminal court is in The Hague. So the court is in The Hague, and we don't like it. In fact, we've got, what do we have pending in Congress? A Hague invasion bill in case this World Criminal Court is holding any Americans that we would invade and rescue them. I'm sure that won't become law, but that would be a great law. All right. And what else? What else do we have here? And this last story, it makes me most angry. And it's a 34-year-old dad, father up in Boulder, who's on trial for murdering his 8-week-old son, who's been beat over weeks, broken bones, burns, shaken. And the tragedy is up in the People's Republic of Boulder, this girly district attorney, there's no way she's going to seek the death penalty. And the judge up there, this guy'll die of old age maybe before the trial and the appeals are over with. All right, so let's get to the news stories. Oh, by the way, the three Columbine High School seniors last night, who was Andre, Andy, and Greg? That was enjoyable. They did a good job. And right after the show, we got a call in our studio backline from, if you've followed the Columbine story or the reports of it on this show, you'll know the name Rich Petrone, a father of one of the kids who was killed. And Rich said that he said he really enjoyed the show and asked for a tape of it. So we'll be mailing that to Rich. And he catches the show a couple nights a week. And he is a dear friend, him and his wife, Sue. So, you know, the Columbine murder tragedy, as dark as it was, it did highlight some heroes. And Rich was one of those who cut down tore down the two crosses out of the 15 for the 13 murderers and the 13 victims and the two murderers. And he's one of those who cut down the two trees planted by that, what's the name of that church in Lakewood? Oh, it's the Evil Church? The Evil Church? That's not actually the name on their sign, is it? The Evil Church that planted 15 trees for the 15 souls that were lost. And Rich Petrone and others cut down. What a great photograph in People magazine of that event. Big, full, 2-page spread photo. You could read the signs with the Bible verses. It's just great. Okay, now, to these news stories. Hey, this computer software program predicts hit songs, and it actually succeeded with a jazz singer, Norah Jones. She topped the charts recently, won 8 Grammy Awards. And months before any of that happened, this program called Hit Song Science predicted that she'd have a hit with her songs. That's pretty interesting. I used to study artificial intelligence. We'll talk about it. Bob and Yurt Live is listener-supported radio. And the number that people can call in with is also the number that you can reach us and order our materials, Bible study videos, audio tape albums. You could subscribe to the sermons from Denver Bible Church once a month. We can mail you those sermons. Or the monthly Bible study album. Get a book of the Bible or a topic in the Bible, predestination and free will, for example. Isn't that a fascinating topic? And what is hell really going to be like? What is heaven going to be like? We haven't been there, but the Bible tells us quite a bit. And so you go through the Bible with us and these topics. If you sign up for the monthly Bible study album, it's $34.95 a month. And then round about the middle of each month, you automatically get mailed to you a Bible study album. And it's fun. It's enjoyable. And there's a money-back guarantee on everything we offer. So you can call us at 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, or go onto the web. We've got just a fabulous store because of how well organized it is, how clear it is, descriptions for the products. You can see them. We're going to start adding comments. You know, people who read, listen, watch these materials will start just gradually because it takes a lot of time, actually. but we'll start to add comments on the plot manuscript. There are already a few comments up there. And you could check out the store, order online, or see what you're interested in. Call us, ask questions. And those are some of the ways you can help Bob and Your Live stay on the air. All right. Now, I'm always trying to get through this list. I'm going to try it next break. The whole list of videos. I think I can do it. I've been rehearsing. But for now, I'm going to talk about our seminars. We have three seminars on audio tape. And they're these: Predestination and Free Will. I've gotten to do that seminar all over the country. From where is it? It's Honolulu. Hey, that somebody's got to do it. And so we volunteered. Honolulu, brought the kids too, one trip. Remember that, Nathaniel? That was fun. And we used my frequent flyer mileage, and the whole family went for free. We got to stay with friends of the show. It was just extraordinary. From Predestination Free Will in Honolulu, New Orleans, Pittsburgh, Denver, all around the country. And you could get it on tape. All right, welcome back. Bob and Yurt Live. So this hit song Science it's a hit financially, apparently. Record companies are testing this computer program that can tell them if a song is likely to top the charts. And the software predicts whether or not a tune is going to be a hit or a miss. And since it's already got some success, a bit of a track record behind it, and you could test it on hits from years ago. You could play 10 songs, 5 flops, and 5 hits, and see how it does. And apparently it's doing pretty well. So much so that record company bosses have been impressed, the 5 major labels, and they're trying out this hit song Science for themselves. Now, this is all according to New Scientist magazine. And I like that. Not only do I like the science, because when I was at Arizona State University, I was a computer science major, and I took an artificial intelligence class, and I asked the professor, I recall, we had 3 projects that we had to hand in over the course of the semester, you know, whether it was a vision system or a hearing system or whatever, games, little projects we had to do. And I suggested that I not do any of the standard projects. And I asked if I could write a program to play chess from scratch. And I recall doing that. It went well. I enjoyed it. It played chess. It was easy to beat. But anyway, I used to wonder, what would it be like to try to devise a vision system, an artificially intelligent system that would look at an image, like a photo, and try to determine whether it was beautiful or not, whether people would like it to a software program to rate artwork. And I realized how extraordinarily difficult that would be. It's hard to conceive of how even to begin. Apparently, these software engineers have conceived of algorithms for how to do that with sound and music, pop music. So right now, let's go to Mexico. Jorge, speak your mind.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hello. I recognize the name. Hi, Jorge.
Thank you.
Hey, it's good to have you call back after all this time, a year or so.
Yeah, it's been like 8 months.
Okay.
And I haven't called before. I was sick. I had kidney stones.
Oh, no. That's
horrible.
Terrible.
Horrible.
How is the medical treatment down in Mexico?
Well, they did a laparoscopy.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, now I'm okay. Fortunately, they were uric acid stones.
Now
I'm in treatment, and they are getting rid of them.
Oh, boy. Now, the president of Mexico is Vicente Fox. He's in Mexico City getting an operation right now.
Yeah, of his vertebrae, of his spine.
Yeah, so hopefully he'll recover, and maybe while he's under Maybe while he's under, he won't be thinking clearly, and he'll say, oh, go ahead and vote with the U.S.
Yeah.
For the war.
Maybe they'll reinforce his spine now. You know what I mean?
That's so funny. That's good. Okay, we'll hope for that.
Yes.
All right, so what's up, Jorge?
Well, as I told you, I've been sick, and I lost track of you because I changed computers.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't get it back, the program.
Oh, boy.
And now it's real good. Huh? Now I can listen very well with the new program you have.
I'm thrilled to hear that. So you tune in to kgov.com on the internet.
Yes.
Great.
And I can hear it perfectly, and I can even save them, you know? Sometimes I'm not here, and I just save them.
Let me make a guess. Not only did you find the website, but today you went to the store online and ordered some of our materials.
You're right. You're correct.
You know that? We saw the order pop up and got a few orders today, which is just thrilling because the store is producing revenue for us. And
yes.
We saw that you ordered a couple Bible study albums. And we saw the name Jorge, and I said to my wife, Cheryl, I said, Cheryl, I think that's our friend who we sent the plot to in Spanish.
Thank you. Yes.
And so, all right. Well, I'm glad you called in.
And I also wanted to make a donation, but the system didn't let me do it.
Oh, really?
And I couldn't figure out how to do it. But I'll do it afterwards.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll take that to heart, and we'll look at that again.
Yes.
And maybe you could tell us why it was difficult off the air.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So,
yes, sir.
So anything else, Jorge?
Well, I have a practical matter that I'm struggling with.
Yes.
We live in the desert. It's very desert here.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we have a 10-year drought.
Yeah.
So I have a little spread, a little ranch.
Yes.
And, we have no... Usually we get water from the rainfall, and we have little dams, but now they dried out. So I said to my wife, we're going to look for water, you know?
Okay, and Jorge, here in Colorado, we're in a long-term drought also, and our reservoirs are very low.
Yes.
But how many acres do you have?
I have like close to 500 acres.
So you need more water than we need.
Oh, I need water desperately.
You have about 100 acres of land for every person we have living in under our roof.
So, I guess.
So you need a lot. You need a lot of water.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what's up?
Well, the thing is this. Popular thought here in the Christian community is that if you look for water dowsing, it's kind of like witchery.
Oh, you mean, you mean like witching water.
Yeah, well, I guess that's how you call it.
Divining water.
Dowsing, I think, is the term.
You've heard it called dowsing?
D-O-W-S-I-N-G.
Yeah, they're all different terms for it out here.
Okay.
And in Colorado, in the U.S., it's commonly called witching a well.
Witching a well.
Or
okay.
Divining.
Well, that's pretty self-explanatory.
Where they take a piece of, like, a twig off of... Maybe, I don't know what kind of tree. I think it's different around the country. And somebody walks around and the stick starts to dip toward the earth. And they say, right here, dig here, 425 feet.
Yes.
And then somebody tries to drill a well and they say, lo and behold, he hit it. I don't understand all that. I've never dug a well.
Well, the thing is this.
Yeah.
Everybody says, no, don't do it. It's wrong.
It's like witchcraft.
It's witchcraft.
Yeah.
I don't want to make any witchcraft or anything. You know, I just want water.
I agree.
And I'm wondering. They have me wondering. I don't know. Let me tell you something. I researched it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay? And what I understand is that some people, we have all static electricity.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
And some people have more charge than others. And what I gather is that since they only find water that is moving, that the water has an opposite current.
So you're saying that there may be a physiological explanation.
A physical explanation, yes.
Yeah, for why some people could sense that there's water, you know, wherever the water is closest to the surface, they could just feel it.
Yes, what I figure is that it's electromagnetism.
Well, I don't know about these things.
Neither do I.
I do know. I do know this, and it strikes me as super weird. But I do know that the people I know who have drilled a lot of wells, I'm thinking of their land right now, their mountains and their wells, yes. And they've told me that for 50 years, every well they dig, they get witched first.
Yes.
And I think it's weird. I don't get it. Because these are people that are normally rational.
Yes.
So I don't know. Maybe,
well, the thing is, yeah. To dig a well, just to dig it without putting any pipes into it or anything,
is expensive.
You have to spend close to $10,000.
Yeah.
And we earn pesos here, you know?
Is that in pesos or U.S.
dollars? No, pesos is like 110,000 pesos.
Yeah, right.
Okay? Oh, so, I mean, it's no...
Hey, let me ask you, how far are you from Puerto Peñasco?
Very far, like close to 600 miles. No, more, 800 miles.
Oh, too bad, because they have really good shrimp there.
Oh, yeah.
And I know a guy there who's excellent at wells.
I see.
But, all right, hey, Jorge, you know more about this than I do.
Well, what's your opinion, your gut feeling? Or is there anything in the Bible that specifically condemns you for doing that?
Well, the Bible specifically condemns witchcraft and the occult.
Yes.
So if you're doing anything with the intention of calling on spirits to help you, then that's condemned. If you have some kind of a theory, whether it's a harebrained theory or not, about how you might save money and find water, I wouldn't say that's a sin. So, but you'd you know, it'd be good to have a study done, a double-blind study of who does a better job of finding water.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be good? But I guess it costs a lot of money.
Well, yeah, that's the point. The way I look at it is like this. Let's say you have a metal detector.
Yeah.
That's extrasensory in a way, you know?
Yeah, right. I understand your point, Jorge.
And you find, right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with finding some metal or some coins with a metal detector. You know what I mean?
All right. Well,
you don't know what to tell me.
Well, I think I did already. I said if you but have a...
You see nothing wrong with it.
Well, I'll restate my equivocating position. I'm saying if you're attempting to contact spirits,
no way.
Then that would definitely be sinful. If you are trying out some physiological theory about people who could sense water close to the surface, then whether that theory is right or a harebrained scheme, it wouldn't be a sin. It's either smart or stupid.
Okay.
So that's as direct as I'd like to get, Jorge. I haven't really thought about this much.
I understand, and okay. I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong.
Hey, no, thank you for calling.
I appreciate it a lot. If I can have one more minute.
Sure, go right ahead. Anything we can do to get Mexico to vote with us at the UN-Student Council, we'll give you all the time.
Well, I have very little influence there, but everybody's very nervous here, you know?
Because of... the vote?
Yeah, it's like this. As you know, the peso is tied to the dollar.
Right.
And the dollar is going down against the euro.
Mm-hmm.
And the peso is going down against the dollar.
Yeah,
so everybody's trembling, you know?
We depend
a lot on the... Our economy depends a lot on the states, you know?
You know, Jorge, any country in the world, no matter how small... could have a completely stable currency if they only followed godly principles of economics. But the countries of the world are all messed up, right?
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, we've got my internet-only spot here. I'm going to try to get through these videos. We've got, these are all videos you can order. Bob on Drugs. I got to talk to a heroin addict who called into the show. That was a fun video. Video Fruitcake. Hilarious callers for what, over an hour, hour and a half? Funny video. A good gift idea. Bob Debates Predestination. That's versus a pastor, author, Brian Schwartley. What else here? Sex Has a Price Tag. That's Pam Stenzel about premarital sex. Real good for single people, young people. Divorce and Remarriage. You know, there are so many Bible verses on that topic that Christians have never heard of. And so we deal with those along with the common ones. And it's very interesting. Mount St. Helens. Now, that's from the Institute for Creation Research. Evidence for Creation and Against the Earth Being Billions of Years Old. And then Morality, Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality. That's also partly my testimony. Live from Las Vegas, when I got to debate liberals on the convention center floor. Get Out of the Matrix. I got to debate an entire philosophy class. It was fun, too, on right and wrong, and their professor, who was a ditz. A Bible tour of Israel. We went to Israel. In fact, we might go again soon, but we're trying to decide. And we took a videographer with us, Jason Troyer, and we've got a great video, a Bible tour of Israel, and you get to see a lot of evidence for the Bible. God and the Death Penalty, New Testament Support for Capital Punishment. Mount Moriah, Evidence for the Resurrection. Bob Debates an Evolutionist, that's against Dr. Eugenie Scott. Bob Debates an ACLU Leader, that was fun, Jim Joy. Christians 3, Liberals 0. Confronting an Atheist, Showing that God Exists, and a skit. Amy's Call, that was about this woman thought she was good enough to get to heaven. She actually was a tramp. Terry's Call, and people thought now she would never get saved because of how mean I was to her. You get the video and find out what happened. Terry's Call, a homosexual hated Christians until he was condemned after calling into this show. Now he's with the Lord in heaven. Megan's Call, exposing a young woman's cold heart. That's about abortion. Environmentalists lose a 10-year bet. Oh, that was a good one. The Trouble with Lawyers. The Real Mount Sinai. That's a third-party video. Infanticide Exposed in the pages of the New York Times. Planet Stars in the Bible and Defending the Faith with Dave Spiegel. I did it! Bob and Yurt Live, 1-800-836-9278. I finally did it. During that last break, when you guys were off listening to the news and all on the internet at kgov.com, I got through our entire list of videos in one break. Whew, that was, 24 videos or so? All right. Now, okay, so Jorge hung up, and during the break, he gave our call screener a $100 donation. So he did the donation. The store is so good. I wonder, I'm going to have to figure out what he was concerned about. Okay. Now let's go to, so we talked about this artificial intelligence program that now, you know, the people who developed this, they had to invest a lot of time, money, and effort. And quite a venture, very risky, and now it's obviously paid off big time. Sometimes you risk, you have an idea, a vision, you risk, and it might all fail, but for these guys it worked. Hit Song Science, produced by the Spanish company Polyphonic HMI of Barcelona. Hey, cool. For public school teachers tuning in right now, Barcelona is in Spain, which is in Europe. Let's see. Hit Song Science looks for songs that match the musical traits of known hits. You've got to be brilliant to create such a product. That's smart. And notice who produced this. Who produced this? Not the French. No, the Spaniards. They're the ones who are with us in this war against Iraq. That Iraqi terrorist over there. Spain is with us. Meanwhile, the French, they're off frying some potato slices and bread dipped in eggs. And here's Spain putting out this brilliant software. Each song is run through a set of signal filters that identify and measure more than a dozen musical patterns, including melody, harmonic variation, beat, tempo, rhythm, pitch, chord, well, chord progression, and fullness of sound. That is so totally cool. The designers took the 5 years worth of Billboard's top 30 chart, and they ran them through their software, and they found that the hits were concentrated into a number of small clusters sharing similar traits. I like that. That's excellent. All right. So now we'll be able to figure out which songs, if you want to know if your songs are any good, and that's how this company will make a lot of money. Allow people to email them their MP3 copies of their own songs they produced. And then this company runs the MP3 file or the WAV file through their software and emails you back this guaranteed reply for so much money. Let's say $20. And you email them your MP3 and it mails you back. $40? Our producer is saying $40. You think people would pay $40 for one song? All right. Next story. Hey, save that. Put that in a... Yeah, save that story. Thank you. File that. All right, here we go. Okay, 18 more terrorists were arrested this past week thanks to our most active ally in the war against terror. Out of Israel, West Bank villages yield 18 militants. Israeli forces in the West Bank stepped up operations against Palestinian terrorists. This was yesterday, and arrested 18 gunmen and militants. One militant was killed along with an Israeli soldier. Now, that's sad that the Israeli soldier was killed. It's good that the terrorist was killed. One of those detained was Mahmoud Hasib, a senior official for Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement. Oh, this is getting, I tell you, Israel is doing a very good job lately. And I just wish when they had Arafat's compound surrounded and they had that mother of all holes blown into the building, that beautiful hole, and they went in there and they got all the paperwork of Arafat paying for the terrorist bombs to be purchased, built. I just wish our government would have said to Sharon, Ariel Sharon, I wish George W. Bush would have called him up and said, good job, Prime Minister. You got him surrounded. Now arrest him. Let us know how the trial goes. Why didn't we do that? Instead, we put pressure on to let him go. Let the terrorist leader go. I mean, Yasser Arafat is the father of modern terrorism. Okay, so Bush, he violated his own Bush doctrine there. You know, that's really, when you violate your own doctrine, you must be a Methodist. Bush isn't a United Methodist, right? They're just, no, come on. You mean he goes to the same church that Hillary Clinton went to? Come on, I can't. You know, come to think of it, that's true. Oh, no. It's terrible. Okay, let's see here. Okay, so they detained a senior official for Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement. And he was an assistant to Juan Barghouti, the West Bank Fatah leader who was captured by Israel in April. So this is all very, very good news. 18 more terrorists arrested. If you look at how productive Israel's been with terrorists killed or captured, they're I think they're the most active and the most productive of our allies in the last few months. Even though Pakistan has done a good job with the capture of Khalid Sheikh, what's his name? What's his last name? I forget. All right. Okay, now, here's a column out of the Washington Post. And I don't like the Washington Post, not at all. But this is a neat column by Michael Kelly. And he writes in here, he says that he shows how things are not shaping up well for us militarily. He says, America's setting out to undertake the invasion of a nation, the destruction of a regime, and the liberation of a people, but we have only one real military ally, and they might not even end up fighting with us. And he points out that we might lose the Northern Front, and we may have only one heavy armored division deployed. And the supreme commander of the forces was asked in an interview, how's he sleeping? And he says he sleeps like a baby, sleeps fine, thank you. So he says, we've got only one fully deployed heavy armored division. That division's commander sleeps well all night long. And the extraordinary thing is, on these terms, we're going to win. And we are going to win. And we're soon to enter into the mopping up phase of the war. When the first precision guided bomb is launched. Now, the Gulf War, we started with how many? 7, 8 Apaches went into Baghdad under cover of darkness, beneath the radar, and took out a major chunk of Saddam's early warning radar system. That was the first volley in the war. And I always like when the Apaches are used, because when I was a student at Arizona State University, I worked for McDonnell Douglas Helicopter Company full-time. Yeah, full-time. No, not 40 hours a week. Today, people think full-time is 40 hours a week. No, 70, 80, 100 hours a week. That was on the Apache. I worked there on the Apache. And while I was there, I got to brief a Pentagon procurement general. It was really enjoyable. And so I know quite a bit about the Apache and their night vision system and the target designation systems. And I just like when the Apaches are used in the fight against evil. And speaking of the fight against evil, the New York City Student Council, now as far as I know, we don't have any Apache pilots engaging their IHAD system and targeting the New York City Council, but they have voted to approve an anti-war resolution. And according to one of their student council members, Yvette Clark, a Democrat, she said, if we're going to be looking for a fight, let's fight poverty. Let's fight firehouse closures. Let's fight racism and sexism. So, yeah, the Twin Towers are coming down, and she wants to focus on sexism. Yeah, you know, by rights, really, at least 7 of the terrorist hijackers should have been women. Okay, now what's my next goal? Since I got through the videos in one break, then could I get through the audio albums in a single break? Faster than a speeding bullet. More power than a locomotive mouth. Able to get through entire product lists in a single break. Truth, justice, and the American way. Let's see. How many audio albums are there? Is it humanly possible in one break? There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 20. I'm skipping that one. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37. It's not possible to do 37 unless I were to only read the titles. If I only read the titles, we could probably do it. But then people might not understand what they're about. But then again, they do know that they're Bible study albums. And the titles are somewhat descriptive, although not totally. Well, let's try that. Here's what we got, audio tape albums. Nicer Than God, Jonah and Nahum, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes and Song of Songs, 1 Samuel, Eli and Saul, and also 1 Samuel, King David, Ruth, Deuteronomy, Volumes 1 and Volume 2, the Exodus story and the Exodus code. Then we've got Genesis creation, Genesis the fall, Genesis the flood, Genesis Abraham and Isaac. Notice how we double up there in one album. Genesis Jacob and Genesis Joseph. It's a lot of Genesis. But that's the foundation of not only the Bible, but the whole of human history. What else do we have? Galatians, Revelation Volume 1 and Revelation Volume 2, right? James and Jude, 1 Corinthians Volume 1 and 1 Corinthians Volume 2, 1 Timothy, Romans Volumes 1, 2, and 3, the Gospel of John Volumes 1, 2, and 3. By the way, you can get the whole set for a discount if you get any of these sets. Then we've got the plot. We have the plot, the Bible overview, the plot, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the plot, the law of Moses, the plot, the last days, and the plot, details galore. What is details galore about? That's so long ago, I forgot. Oh, no, I remember. That's about every single miracle in the whole Bible. All the healings, all the miracles. I think I did it. Did I? Oh, I missed one. All right, we're back. Bob and Yurt Live, 1-800-8-N-Yurt, 1-800-836-9278. At Congress, in Washington, D.C., at the Capitol, the Republicans are in charge of the committees. And so there's a Republican legislator who's in charge of House services, including the cafeteria. So he ordered the cafeteria workers to change the menus. And I know this is being done in restaurants around the country, but there are no longer French fries available at the Capitol's cafeteria. There are freedom fries. And for breakfast, they have freedom toast. That's pretty fun. I think that's funny. That's funny. All right, now we have Castro's bodyguard. Before we get to Castro's bodyguard, this... John Ashcroft wants $1 billion of tax money for a project, and I am all for it. This is good. This is good. He wants to spend $1 billion, and apparently George W. Bush is supporting him on this, to test DNA evidence collected from crime scenes and to compare it with our national database of DNA from criminals. Because as we've been doing this, we've been solving, in some cases, murders that are 20 years old. All right, let's see here. Let's see. They want to conduct DNA testing of convicted felons who claim to be innocent. You know, because liberals exist in the world, it's been a political issue to do this. And liberals like the ACLU, you know, what does that stand for? ACLU? I forget. It's like trying to remember what AIDS stands for these days. Too long ago. ACLU. Oh, all criminals love us. All criminals love us. Right. And so the ACLU, they like to keep things fuzzy when it comes to crime and innocent or guilt, convicting criminals, anything that will further the ability of a criminal to get away with his crime. The ACLU will support it. But when the government, when law enforcement could use DNA evidence from a crime scene and link it to somebody who said, I don't know that woman, I've never seen her before in my life. No, I was not in her home. And you've got DNA evidence from his hair, his skin, his blood, scattered around her apartment. That's pretty good evidence. There's two or three witnesses right there. Piece of hair, flake of skin. The Bible says you need two or three witnesses to convict for a crime. And that does not mean eyewitnesses, because the Bible talks about people being convicted and executed for crimes when there's only one eyewitness. So let's go to Syracuse, Indiana. Steve, speak your mind.
Bob.
Yes, sir.
I had a comment on that computer program in Spain on the... it'll never fly in the United States.
Okay, why?
Because it would be considered harmonic profiling, and the Democrats would never allow that.
Hey, Steve, that's funny. You know, the first hit rap song was, what was that? First thing you know, Jed's Millionaire, Kim Folk said, Jet, move away from that. California is the place you ought to be. That was the first hit rap song, and it took the music industry 30 years to figure out there was something to that beat. So that's why they're bringing back the Beverly Hillbillies for reality TV.
It's a shame it didn't take them 60 years to figure that out.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right. Hey, Steve, thank you so much.
No problem.
Appreciate the call. Brilliant insight that we have here among our listeners. Brightest audience in the country. Okay, so apparently up until now, we could keep a DNA in our national DNA database. We could keep the results of tests for convicted felons who pled guilty. But if they pled not guilty up until now, we haven't kept their DNA, even if they were convicted, apparently. If this story in the New York Times is right, which there's at least a 70% chance they got that part right. So, and that's the effect of liberals making it more difficult to fight crime. All right, so now we'd have a bigger database, more criminals in the database. And that's really excellent. Ashcroft said DNA evidence is breathing new life into long dormant investigations. Let's go to Aurora, Colorado. Keisha, speak your mind.
Hi,
hello,
I
Keisha.
Have a question.
Yes, yes, go ahead.
Do you think that America should support Israel?
Let's be more specific. Let's say in this war, they're fighting against the Palestinian terrorists? Absolutely. The Palestinian terrorists are targeting innocent civilians, women and children, intentionally. And as a culture, they cheer when women and children are slaughtered. And Israel is doing its best to target the terrorists and their leaders and to avoid killing civilians. So right there, that one example shows you in this war who's in the right and who's in the wrong. So, yeah, we should support our neighbors or friends when they're in a battle against terrorists.
Okay.
Hey, let me ask you, Keisha, let me give you an example, and it's so that we could think about terrorism more abstractly. Let's say that you live in a home on an island, and there are only 20 families on the island. And there's virtually no government at all. It's sort of like anarchy, just every family for themselves. And you live with one of those families. And there's the neighbor who lives closest to you has become more powerful. And he's made weapons and he's gotten wealthier. And he's killing people on the island. He's taking their cows. And he's really become a criminal. And so you want to stop him, but he's stronger than you, and you're having a hard time stopping him. Okay, you follow me so far?
Yes.
Now, I want to ask you a question. Let's say he was off trying to kill someone in the neighborhood, and you were there, and you stopped him, and you killed him. Would that be acceptable under that circumstance that I just described?
I think it would.
You're right. Very good. God, your God-given conscience and understanding of right and wrong is functioning. Right, that would be right. But let's say this. Let's say you had a hard time killing him because he was so powerful, and instead you got the idea, you and some of your friends, well, when he's out hunting, let's kill some of his kids so that we could either get back at him or try to get him to stop doing what he's doing. Would it be right of you to kill some of his kids because of what he's been doing?
No.
Exactly right. And so in that illustration, we see the principles by which terrorism should be condemned. It's murder. They're a bunch of murdering thugs. And they should be killed. And unfortunately, the Arab world has been seduced by a culture of terrorism in their religion, in their media, among their political leaders. Not all, not everywhere, but the majority. For example, the only Palestinian satellite TV network, Al Jazeera, supports terrorism in not so subtle ways.
The majority are Muslims.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are thousands of imams and the Muslim preachers in their mosques who advocate or certainly tolerate terrorism. And so the whole religion has gone the way of murder. It's a real tragedy. Hey, Keisha, thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate your call. All right. So is that so we got John Ashcroft going for $1 billion to help do this because, you know, DNA testing is still expensive. It's still expensive. One day you'll be able to do mail-in DNA testing, send your check for $19.95 plus your sample, and someday. But right now it's expensive and more time-consuming. You know, the state-of-the-art labs in private industry, they do it quickly. The government takes forever, and it costs a lot more. But that's normal, right? Okay, let's see. What else here? Many sexual assaults produce DNA samples. Whoa. Okay. Like that music. Like that music. That's right up there with Beverly Hillbillies rap song. Okay, so sexual assaults produce DNA evidence that have been matched against people, for example, convicted in burglaries or nonviolent crimes. And so some states are beginning to expand the kind of offenders that they take DNA samples from. And I love it. I think that's just fabulous. There's no right to anonymity. You don't have a right to be anonymous. There's no such right in the Bible. And God pretty much lays out your rights in the Bible. There's no right to anonymity, that you could exist in a society and no one knows who you are. Let's see. So, yeah, that's great. The plan would also permit states that require DNA to be collected from people arrested, not only convicted, to be included in the Justice Department's national database. Excellent development, and the liberals hate it, and I love it. I like it. You know, during World War II, liberalism suffered this huge setback. Pearl Harbor, liberalism suffers a setback. 9-1-1, why? Because liberals have to deal with reality. This is Bob Bignette reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.